Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit, and I'm here in dark New York City, where I don't know whether I want to go on the subways, but it's okay, because I'm at home, and coming to you from my computer room. Let's see. It's cold. What else can I tell you here? This way you kind of know. Well, I'm on Eastern Standard Time, and here's the whole. That's the whole intro. And I gotta tell you, I got a show tonight. Hopefully, if everybody calls in, I got a really good show. Pre-Thanksgiving, I was gonna do the show tomorrow, but. Hey, I don't care. I would have done it, but people didn't want to call in. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do after I tell you who I got today. We have, first of all, a company called Real Memories. That's as opposed to, like, if you're watching Dancing with the Stars and you want to know if they're real memories. But, you know, this is Real Memories, and it's a framing company, online framing company, and they also have a sister company called Pulp Products, where they do things like, albums, photo albums, scrapbooks. That type of thing, where they really, we'll talk about that. It's like kind of all about the cover and stuff, and I'll tell you about the one that I have here. Then, my favorite subject, chocolate. Yes, as a true chocoholic. We have the woman's name is Katrina. And I'm going to be doing a chocolate tasting while we're on the air with this company, Voges, as they're called, Voges Hot Chocolate, has chocolates that combine all kinds of things, mushrooms, bacon, all kinds of seasoning, spices and stuff. So we'll be doing the chocolate tasting when she calls in. And then I have singer Mark Masri. Mark sang with Jim Brickman, as well as Olivia Newton-John and Amy Sky. I'll be playing a couple of his songs. Oh, yeah. And so I just want to let you know, as far as with Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going over to Assistant General Manager Crystal Turpin, yes, of the New York Sharks, is having Thanksgiving dinner. I haven't seen her for a while. So I'm going to her house. She's having soul food. Sweet potato pie and candied yams and collard greens. I know she's having a turkey, but she also promised, since I'm allergic to turkey, and I didn't think she eats turkey anyway, she's going to stuff a salmon. So I'm looking forward to that. So before we begin, I just want to know, I'm just going to take a, all right, since people are about to fly tonight or going to fly tomorrow, let's get one of our sponsors in right before we go to our first call.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue, based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
That is, isn't that a cute commercial, Kimberly?
I heard that.
I love listening to
that. Did you do that yourself?
No. Actually, JetBlue emailed it to me. Yes,
that's a real commercial.
Yes, and I said, do me a favor, email me a commercial, but I want one that's like cute, funny. I don't want a real serious one. And they emailed me this one, and I said, oh, I love it.
That is great. Well, you know, I was in advertising in New York for 15 years, and I never did anything like that. So there you have it.
You didn't hear my basic intro to Real Memories, or as I called it, or as they would probably, this is, as opposed to with the dancing with the Stars, where they may have called it Real Mammaries.
Oh.
Well, that was,
it's memorable.
It's memorable, but they were quite on, I watched The View, and that's one of the things they were kind of talking about.
Oh,
Are they real? I went, yeah. But anyway, so let's get to Real Memories. I have to tell you, I got the scrapbook. But let's
talk. The scrapbook from pulpproducts.com.
Yes, but first let's talk about Real Memories.
We have two websites. We have pulpproducts.com and realmemories.com.
Okay, first we'll get to Real Memories.
Okay.
Tell the folks what it's all about.
Well, realmemories.com is a brand new concept, and we're happy to say that no one is doing this on the web, which is rare, and it is an online custom frame shop. So instead of driving around town and dropping off your pictures to get them framed at a ridiculous price at the frame shop and waiting 6 months for it, you can, on our site, upload your digital pictures and try on up to 2,000 different combinations of frame moldings and mats and frame your digital photo in less than 5 minutes. You can add a personal caption to the frame, and we will create it for you. We will ship it out within a week, and you will have a museum-quality custom frame for about half of what you'd pay at a custom frame shop. And the response has been great. We were just in Real Simple. That was fun for our launch. We just launched a couple of months ago. And the customer reaction so far has been really amazing. People are emailing us thank you notes, believe it or not. So we're really pleased. We have a great relationship with our new customers. And it's a fun thing to do. You can see. Now, you've done it, right? Did you get your frame?
Yes. Yes, and I have to, first of all, I have to tell you, we were talking about, because one of the things I was discussing with Kimberly was like, okay, so what if I, like, you know, go to Michael's or one of those places, and get the frame myself and do it and so on and so forth, you know, because I was looking to see, you know, comparatively speaking or whatever. But what I have to say, and the reality is, you were right about the frame itself. The frame is like a museum quality frame.
All of our moldings are all woods. Many are imported from Italy. Nothing's made in China. everything is handmade and hand constructed by us in our 20,000 square foot facility in Torrington, Connecticut, And yet the prices are affordable. They begin at $19 and they cap out at $125 for a frame that contains up to 14 photos. So it is definitely worth the cost. It's archival quality. It's got UV glass. The mats are all acid-free. The photo quality is a lab quality print. And it's also really fun to use. I mean, you could talk about that a little bit. It's super easy. You just drag your photos into the frame, and you can change the outside frame as many times as you like. And you did put a caption on yours, didn't you, Merle?
Yes, I did.
And what was your caption?
I think it was something about the sunlight, photos in the sunlight.
Right.
What happened, because this is really a question I'll ask you. What had happened is I have a Fujifilm camera, Finepix camera, on loan, unfortunately. Yeah, Fujifilm had, you know, I'm to write about it and whatever. And I don't want to return it because it's so good. And the particular photos, that has this special thing on there that I can't even express how well it captures things no matter what you do. I mean, you don't even have to, like, it's better than you know, the self thing. It does. It'll focus on faces. It'll focus on any everything.
So you wanted to take advantage of it and get it beautifully framed.
Oh yeah. And so what happened is I did take advantage of the photos, and so I used two of the photos for that one. Of course, now my question is, like, you know, suppose now that I have photos now, okay, like I have another camera, and I go and we're taking photos on that digital, and I say, oh, look, these came out great, and then I put it up on the computer and went, oh, it sucks.
Well,
you know?
It depends on the resolution, and one great thing that you can do on Real Memories is that you can alter the photo. If, for instance, you have a great black and white shot and a great color shot, but you want them to be both framed in black and white, you can change your color shots to black and white or even sepia on our site. So we have these great edit tools. And I just, since we're talking about it before Christmas, I just wanted to say how many great opportunities we've had to be a part of gifts that people are giving to their family, and they're incredibly personal. I mean, people's vacations or grandparents, people are sending frames to loved ones. People are sending funny captions on their frame, so you can personalize the caption. And the caption's not just printed on a laser printer. It is foil embossed in silver and or gold. And it's really a beautiful thing to add to a frame. And people are doing their weddings. We're getting a ton of people who are framing their wedding photos and their baby photos. We had someone frame about 10 of the same baby shot and send it to families with the birth of their as a birth announcement, which was really beautiful. So it makes a great gift. It's very personal. It's affordable, but it's the gift, I think, at Christmas that people are really going to be talking about. And I'm not, of course, I'm the co-founder of the company, but I'm not just saying that. And what we do, we really care about what we do. We really care about our customers. And I think that people are really sensing in these, you know, difficult economic times that, you know, in gift giving, it's not just about the materialism. It is about giving something that's really truly memorable.
Yeah.
And that's why we really love what we do with both companies.
Yeah. Well, I also want to point out that people are thinking it's, you know, not for just Christmas, Hanukkah, or, you know,
exactly,
Kwanzaa, or whatever. I mean, if you think about special photos that you want, either, you know, something you may want to think of, like the family, and you put, you know, photos that you have of different people in the family, and you can have as many as how many?
Up to 14. We have a feature called the multi-mat, and that is any, you can frame almost any amount of photographs in one frame. You can frame 1, 2, 3, 4, and then multi-mats, which vary from 5 photos up to 14 photos. So we have a very wide selection of mat configurations.
Yeah, so you could put like sort of like a family tree or things like that.
Family trees, or you know, we've also had some people send in vintage photos of their family combined with modern day photos. So they've scanned in photos. And actually, I want to give a shout out to a company that we've just discovered. They're really great. They're called ScanDigital.com. And they scan, I'm going to do this, you can send a box of old slides or photos or videotapes to them. It doesn't even matter how it's organized, and they'll scan it all in for you. So we've actually had some customers scan in their photos through Scan Digital and then use those digital pictures on our realmemories.com site. And they're very touching. You know, one woman had a picture of her her mother when she was a child, and then she framed next to it a picture of herself when she was a child, and then framed next to that was a three shot, her daughter. So it was the grandmother, the mother,
wow,
and the little girl, and it was, you know, and she put them all in sepia, so it was beautiful. And it said something like three generations of Joneses, or, you know.
So in other words, and they also, this company, like if you send them a videotape, they could pull it off.
Yeah, they do video, and they're great. ScanDigital.com. I can't say enough about them. They're
okay.
They're
I'll check them out. There'll be another thing to chat about.
Great.
Wow. On the one of the other things, because you're in Connecticut, right?
That's right.
Or you know, because to put a little shout out to is because now with the same sex marriage going through in Connecticut.
Right.
You know,
it's good wedding pictures.
Yeah, a lot of wedding photos and stuff like that well, you don't have to be in Connecticut, but I mean, can you
Connecticut just passed that, but
it's not like you could, I mean, like if somebody was in Torrington, can they come and see the plant or the place?
You know, we're not really a retail we're not really open to the public.
Okay.
It's more about joining our community on the web, and you know, if someone has a suggestion, we'll get back to them. We're a very customer-oriented company, and people are shocked when they get in touch with us that a real person, and you know, and when I can, you know, one of the co-founders, myself or my husband Eric Haggard, will actually be the person getting back to them when possible. I mean, it gets.
Sure.
Around now it's a little busy, but, you know, real people will get back to them, and they're thrilled that they have personal attention. I mean, we've just launched this summer, and we've had people come back three or four times for orders, and that makes us feel great because we try to design something that will matter, that will, you know, will live up to people's expectations and look great in their house, and something that we would be really proud to have in our own house. If we had time to do it. No, I'm kidding.
You're right. So
they're super easy to hang, too, I should say.
Yeah.
That we include, you probably noticed, we include these things called beehive hangers on the back, which is this new invention that basically you put two pins in the wall and you can hang it up, and it requires very little work or effort or measuring on your part.
Really?
Have you hung up your
phone? No, I haven't hung it up yet because I'm going,
super
I got to bang it in the wall, and I'm not really...
Yeah, just turn it over and look at the instructions, because if I can do it, Merle, you can do it.
Oh, okay.
and, you know, this is really exciting time for us because we are the technology that goes into this website is very complex, but the actual user interface, what the customer sees, is very simple and easy to use. And it took us 2 years to develop this process and launch this website. And it is the only custom frame site on the web where you can choose to personalize the matting. There is no other, and even if you're going to a custom frame shop, to get it personalized is not an easy thing to do. And it's super easy on the
site. And that looks so nice, too.
I love that.
I was absolutely thrilled with this.
Oh, and I wanted to tell your listeners that I do have, for both realmemories.com and pulpproducts.com, I have... two promotion codes if they want to get a discount for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You're right, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or I don't want to leave anybody out. But Real Memories, we have a 10% discount right now at Christmas time, and that code is RMXMAS10. So it's RMXMAS10, and that will give the user
10%. What's the last thing?
It's RMX. XM. It's basically RM Xmas 10.
Oh, okay.
RM Xmas 10. And
yeah, Real Memories Xmas. Okay.
Right, RM Xmas 10. And when we talk about pulp, I'll give you the promotion code for that.
Well, we can talk about pulp.
Pulp has been around for about 12 years. A lot of people, we have a really loyal following. Initially, we were sold in high-end gift stores. Like in the city, it would be Kate's Paper or Sam Flax or A.I. Friedman. I'm sure we have people on Staten Island. So originally, we were just sold in stores, and we had such a great following and had so many phone calls from people saying, hey, I want to get this album again, but my store has a different selection now. How do I do it? That we realized we needed to sell our products directly to customers. And so about a year and a half ago, we launched the website for pulpproducts.com. So we've launched two websites in a year. The first was pulpproducts.com, and we are designers and manufacturers of handmade, photo-related, and home organizational products. So that would be photo albums, scrapbooks. These are all handmade, not in China. They're handmade in our design facility in Connecticut of high quality fabrics and all archival materials. So your photos that go into these will be safe for years to come. So we design photo albums, scrapbooks, and now we've launched a new line of cork boards, fabric bulletin boards, fabric memo boards. Again, these were just featured in Family Circle and Real Simple, and the fabrics are amazing. And people, if you Google cork boards, you'll find nothing of quality until you hit pulpproducts.com, and people are thrilled because they're high-end. The moldings, we actually use very similar moldings that we use on Real Memories, and they're super high quality, and they're gorgeous. You can't find, mostly when you look for a cork board, you're just finding some kind of cheap thing that's made in China, or you could get at Staples. This is definitely not that. But and again, for what it is, it's very high quality, but the prices are very reasonable. And we have lots of different sizes. And some of them are made with fabrics, and these are pin-proof fabrics. We also give people a tin of wooden push pins for free, and those are really beautiful. And our new memo boards are very contemporary and fun. They're either wall, you use it as wall art. It's a gorgeous square fabric corkboard, or you can use it as a corkboard. So those are great gift items. And we have a wide variety of customers. We have things like fabric frames that are magnetic. We have embroidered personalized scrapbooks, which is what you got for the football team.
Yes.
I
got that today, and I went, oh!
Is it beautiful?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I love what is it, the material on it? That's like, it's not, is it canvas? Like canvas?
It's a very high quality fabric. It's like a canvas. So
yeah.
But it has a nice texture to it.
Oh,
great color.
And then I opened it up. I said, wow. I mean, it's like, not the $5 stuff you get in the store when you need a scrapbook or,
it's
really
beautiful.
Yes. And
it's all handmade.
And I have to tell you, when I got this, I looked at this and I absolutely, the perfect thing for this, the reason with the New York Sharks is that when we start our season next season, it's actually be the 10th anniversary, the 10th season that the New York Sharks have been a team, and it's there is no other women's football team that has gone on for that long. So we're going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary, and we're most likely going to put the whole the history of the Sharks into this because we have lots of photos and things like
great.
That, and. And I think that's an absolutely great idea.
It is great. We're getting lots of orders from people who want a personalized scrapbook. These scrapbooks, just to reiterate, are personalized, embroidered. So it's beautifully colored thread that is sewn into the top of the scrapbook. So So we're getting people from companies like the New York Sharks that want to commemorate something, or we're getting people who are buying presents for their kids for Christmas. Might have their name, Emily, on a pink scrapbook. And we have, you know, 50 different fabrics that are available on our site. And that's one of the things that Pulp is known for, is its beautiful fabrics. I mean, we work really hard every season to pick new and contemporary beautiful fabrics. And all of our albums and scrapbooks have a really tactile feel, and you definitely feel like you're getting something of quality. We also have memory boards, too, which are fabric memory boards that you slip cards and invitations and photographs into on top of it.
I have this. I just came up with a wonderful idea. Are you familiar with the Women's Hall of Fame?
Sure.
Well, it just occurred to me. They do something called Legacies. I've got something with Legacies. And basically, you can honor any woman. And to do that, you're sending in a letter as to why you want to honor that woman. And it could be one person. It could be a whole family doing it. And the letter could be as long as, like, 4 pages. And what happens is that it gets online. It also, you get 2 plaques, one that stays, if you wish, to be at the Women's Hall of Fame, and one that you're given to the person. And the thought occurred to me that this would be an added thing. It costs like $100 to do this, and it's a fabulous gift of, you know, like when you're trying to think of what to get somebody.
Right.
And it occurred to me to even enhance this. This would be a great thing to do.
That's a great idea, to honor their life.
To honor their lives,
right.
But to hand this to them as well, you know.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to get in touch with them. I wanted to give you that promotion code for.
Oh, okay.
This is a 15% discount on Pulp. And it can be anything on the site, just like with Real Memories. And the code is HOLIDAY15.
Okay.
A little easier to remember.
So the other one was RMXMIS10.
That's right.
Look how I remember it. And right, you know how I remember it. Real Memories Christmas 10% discount.
Right.
Okay.
RMXMIS10.
Yeah. And this is
pulpproducts.com discount code is HOLIDAY15.
Holiday 15,
yeah.
Meaning holiday 15% discount.
That's right.
So people will, you know, remember that. But
people try the product, we guarantee everything we do, and I really welcome their feedback and input. And we, our biggest support system, I was actually just doing an interview today with Entrepreneur Magazine, and they were talking about, you know, how are you coping as a launching this website during this time, and we have one of our biggest support systems are our customers, and it sounds surprising, but we have a great relationship with our customers, and if there is ever a problem with anything, we will go above and beyond to fix it, and we get a lot of return customers. We have a very loyal people who have found us 10 years ago in stores with Pulp, now have found us online, and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, as I said, I was absolutely surprised when I got the frame.
Oh, great!
I had no idea. I didn't realize how that the quality would be that good, because I went, okay, you know, it's all talk. All right, this is what she says, and you know, we'll see what they look like. I went, oh wow! I mean, like. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going for, that wow factor.
Wow, yeah.
You know, my husband is, his background is in design, and our motto really is really not to put out any product that we wouldn't be really proud to have in our own home. And that's something to keep as a beacon, because, you know, when you're doing business, sometimes you'll make these decisions that compromise your design standards, and we don't. You know, there's nothing, you know, if I don't like something, it doesn't get produced.
Yeah.
Thank you for your support, Merle.
Oh, yeah, I'm really like, I'm thrilled. I can't wait to to have this the New York Sharks album worked on.
Great.
And I have to, I mean, when I opened it up, I said, well, this is interesting. It's like, this thing is like part scrapbook, part photo book.
Right.
So I said, this is really works well because not everything is a photo.
Right, especially for what you do. That's going to be a great piece.
Yeah. And now, when you say that, when it's acid free, so does that mean that the photos will last longer, or
yeah,
what is that?
Yeah, that means you want to be sure when you're buying a photo album or a scrapbook that you get acid, that it says acid free, because if you buy a photo album or a scrapbook and say it has an insert on the plastic page that's something that's, and if it says made in China and it doesn't say acid-free, it will degrade your photo over time. Your photo will turn yellow, or it'll fade. And with acid-free pages, your photos will last like 100 years. So
I'm curious. Does it make a difference whether in terms of the acid thing, does it make a difference whether you're using a digital photo or like one that you took with a regular camera?
No, it's all about, in terms of the actual photograph.
In terms of the, how it, you know, whether it fades or not. Or does it, you know.
No, it's really about the paper that it's printed on, and then whatever encloses it. So for us, I mean, with the photo album side, we don't print the photos. We build the photo album, and you insert your picture. So when you go to a lab, you'll get photo paper, and that should be, you know, as long as you go to a decent photo lab, it should be fine. The sleeves themselves, the plastic content, if they're not a high-quality photo sleeve, they can damage your photograph.
Okay, so that's what it's about then.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Wow, this is great. And what I'm going to do is on my the description page on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to place the codes on there.
Great.
And I'll just say it's for the holidays. It's not forever.
No, it's not forever. We wish we could do it forever. Oh, I should mention, though, there is something forever on Real Memories. I forgot to mention it. Every time you order on Real Memories, you get 10% back in loyalty points so that you can use it on your next order. So you're basically getting a 10% discount every time you order. So you order a frame for $20, and you'll get back a couple of dollars in loyalty points, and you can put that towards your next frame. And you know, when you order, you know, say you order $100, that ends up really adding up. So we give that to you every time. So, and that can be combined with this RMXmas 10. So you get 10% discount, but you're still earning another 10% on the following order.
Great.
So we call that loyalty points. We're trying to do everything we can to help people out and, you know. And
yeah, well, the thing is, when you're looking for things for the holidays, when you're giving gifts of that are lasting as opposed to, like, you know, it's the thought that counts. Well, this is more than, this is really thinking.
This is really thoughtful, and I have to say, the response has been amazing. It's really thoughtful, but, you know, here's a secret. It's super easy, and it's really affordable. So where else can you get something for $20, $25 that is really thoughtful and memorable, but really affordable and super easy to do?
Well, you're certainly right. Well, we appreciate that you called in to tell us all about this.
Well, thank you, Merle, and good luck to you with everything.
Yeah, but I'll talk to you about some future stuff as things pop into my head.
Great. Well, thanks for all the ideas.
Sure.
All right.
All right. Thank
Happy
you. Have a great evening. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Oh yeah, Real Memories and Pulp Products. Really cool. Well, we're waiting for the chocolate. Well, I turned the light off and it was gonna. I get feedback because of. I'll try to move away from this light here. Waiting for our chocolate person to call in. So in the meantime, let's see. In the meantime, I'd like to...
Are you ready for some football?
Mallory, I already talked about it. I mean, I mentioned the sharks and, you know, with this thing and, the, you know. I know, you know, I love to talk about the. Leave the button.
Are you ready for some football?
I don't know. She never goes to a game. It's not like, you know, that she misses it. Okay. Well, it's probably food for her, and she left. Thank goodness for a little while. I mean, I adore her. But it's hard to do a show when, let's see. While we're waiting, let's see what I'm going to play. Well, I don't want to play, even though I have Mark Masri coming on later. I don't want to play any of his songs. So how about, let's do, well, I like Josh Groban. Let's do romantic songs today. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Darkness, I can see your light, and you will always shine, and I can feel your heart in mine. Your face I've memorized, I idolize just you.
Katrina calling in, although Sometimes I'm not sure if people realize that I'm on Eastern Standard Time. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about these chocolates now. Okay, so it's Voges, spelled V-O-S-G-E-S, Haut, H-A-U-T, Chocolat. And so I'm going to do a tasting here. Man, I'm going to be flipped out by the end of this. All right, I have here a chocolate bar. It says Moe's Bacon Bar. Applewood smoked bacon, elderwood smoked salt, deep milk chocolate, 45% cacao, not cocoa. Okay, so I'm going to taste this. Now, I mean, if you think this is odd, think about you just had a BLT sandwich and you're having chocolate for dessert. So, okay. That's really good. It doesn't taste weird at all. On a proper way to eat chocolate, by the way, is to chew it a little bit, and then you'd like put it around your entire mouth and get a sense of how it melts, and because you're tasting it. I'll have to put up with this because I'm a true chocoholic. The chocolate itself, I have to say, does melt very nicely. I don't know what they use. I don't think they would reveal it. But the flavor works. I mean, to think about having like you had a BLT and you have just chocolate milk with it, you know? Okay. We have the next one here, this chocolate bar. It says organic enchanted mushroom. Reishi mushrooms, R-E-I-S-H-E, reishi. I don't know what kind of mushrooms those are. Walnuts dark chocolate with 66% cacao. Okay. All right. Let's see. I can't. Mushrooms. Okay. It's a little weird. I'm tasting, yes, you can definitely taste the mushrooms. So it has, I guess, an earthy taste from the mushrooms. And the walnuts give it an extra taste to it, too. That's pretty good. Okay, now, wow, this is something else. Okay, now, I also have their truffles. Now, I have to tell you, I cheated today because I had to taste it. So I already had the one that says crunchy hazelnut praline plus milk chocolate and praline bits. That was good. I also had the Kirsch dark chocolate with dried Michigan cherry. Mm. Oh, I had more than I expected. Okay. Then I tasted the sweet Hungarian paprika versus paprika. Paprika, that is dark chocolate. I tasted the Australian macadamia nut and cocoa with milk chocolate. And for milk chocolate, hey, that was pretty good because I'm not a milk chocolate eater. This one, oh, that was a good one. I like this one. Got guajillo and pasilla chilies. Dark 75% Tanzanian chocolate that has organic pumpkin seeds in it. Is that not cool? Okay. All right. Now, let's see which one I'll taste now. All right. I saved this one. This has to be, I don't know, this Chinese star anise and fennel and pastis. I don't know what pastis is. It's not pastis, that's for sure. Dark chocolate and cocoa powder. All right. So I'm about to have one of their truffles. Okay. That's some combinations of flavors. Wow. I definitely taste the fennel. Oh, because star anise is a licorice tasting, too. Oh, that's good. All right. And let's see. Here's crunchy hazelnut praline with milk chocolate and praline bits. All right. Let's try that one. This is not the kind of chocolate that you want to put your fingers through the bottom of it, you know? Oh, I love hazelnut. Like hazelnut paste with chocolate. So that could be one of my favorites. All right. Now I'm going to go to some. All right. I'm ready for this one. Ginger and wasabi, dark chocolate, and black sesame seeds. Okay, doke. Oh, I have a glass of milk in the refrigerator for this one. But let's see. Not spicy as I thought. Wait a minute. At the end. Okay. At the end, I can feel not there, though. A little spiciness in the back of my throat. All right. Now, all right. So here's one I can't imagine, but I'm going to do this one. Sweet Indian curry powder and coconut and milk chocolate. All right, let's see. Well, the coconut I taste first. Let's see, wait a minute. Well, I don't get a heavy curry powder. I mean, I do get a sharpness of a little bit peppery, slightly. So I do get that. Now, I also have, and I will try these things, a bunch of small little bars, which I'll tell you about. One is Creole Bar. And this has espresso, New Orleans-style chicory, 70% Sayo, Tome, bittersweet chocolate, and cocoa nibs. Then I have the Oaxaca bar, O-A-X-A-C-A, that has, this has the chilies, the Oaxaca and Guajillo y Pasilla chilies at 70% Tanzanian bittersweet chocolate. Here's one I don't know that I'll do. Red Fire Bar, Mexican ancho y chipotle chilies, Ceylon cinnamon, 50% dark chocolate. This was in is a Gianduja bar. Almonds, caramelized hazelnuts, deep milk chocolate. You get the feeling it's not your common chocolates here. Wait a minute. Woolumulu. That's what it says. Woolumulu bar. Roasted and salted macadamia nuts, Indonesian coconut, hemp seeds with 45% deep milk chocolate. Nagar Bar has a sweet Indian curry powder, coconut flakes, 45% deep milk chocolate. The Matcha Bar, Japanese matcha green tea, that's a matcha green tea, 45% deep milk chocolate. Then there's the Black Pearl Bar, which is something I had similar, ginger wasabi, black sesame seeds, 55% dark chocolate. And finally, this one, Barcelona Bar, has hickory smoked almonds, sea salt, 45% deep milk chocolate. So, all right. Well, I'm going to try, then I'll try this one. This is the one that has the green tea. Let's see how. I did taste something with green tea at one of the chocolate shows, the Japanese place there. Okay, here we are. Let's open this up here. And okay. Oh, yeah. Green tea comes out right away. Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, I like this one very much. It's too bad it's milk chocolate, because green tea is good for you and dark chocolate is good for you. In a certain way, certainly a great way to get your, I'm going to have a sugar high when I'm done here. If I had my glass of milk with me, as a matter of fact, tell you what, I'm going to, put on, let's see, I'm going to put on a commercial while I go get the what commercial should I put here? All right. Well, all right. Since they haven't called in, not that they're a complete different thing, but all right, I'll be right back. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale. Oh, yes. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Well, Fairy Tale Brownies, of course, now is enrobed with chocolate. The reason I went to get a glass of milk is because I'm going to try this. The Red Fire Bar. Now, excuse me. I meant to fart. If you're having something hot, spicy, do not drink a glass of water to try to deal with it. Bread, nuts, whatever. The only thing that will calm it down, absolutely, is milk. Worst case scenario, if you're like someplace and like, you know, there's those little creamers on the table, even grab one of those. But milk is the only thing. So I'm preparing myself for this. Okie doke. Okay, guys. So far, it tastes good. So far, it's not too bad with the hot. All right. Yep. That's not too bad. I only had a tiny little piece. Excuse me. I'm going to have a glass of milk. It's not too fiery hot, but I'm feeling it in the back of my throat. I mean, if you're used to things that are spicy, it probably won't bother you. Excuse me while I have a sip of milk, too. Okay. Yeah, I can deal with this. So anyway, it's Voges, V-O-S-G-E-S. I'm not sure if you can go, it might be able to go to like Voges.com, but just look for, go on there. They have stores, as well as being able to buy it online, order from the company itself. They have stores. I know they have a bunch in New York. Interesting. Excuse me, I'll have a little more milk. It's not burning, but I expected the milk to, like, cancel the whole thing. Okay. That was really good. After all of this is done, I will have dinner. By the way, in the future, we're looking to have, I'm going to have the sharks
well, not the Sharks itself, but we're going to have an interview with, we're trying to set up an interview with not just Andrew Douglas, who's the owner of the New York Sharks, also Lori, who's the CEO of the IWFL, and also Jack, who's, I'm not sure what, remember what his position is with USA Football, because we want to talk about, well, not the merger, but I guess the partnership, USA Football, with the IWFL, and talk about why USA Football chose a partner with the IWFL, even though there are a couple of other leagues. And this is going to be a positive discussion. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm all looking forward to, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play. There's a couple of songs. One of them I want to play right now, of Mark's song. Happens to be one of my favorite holiday songs that I had originally heard via Jim Brickman. And I believe it's on his one of his CDs that I want to. I'll do a shout out to. Actually, I'm dedicating this song to somebody, and that person knows I'm dedicating it to it. Dedicating the song to the couple I'm dedicating the song to. Because when it all boils down to it, this is what it's all about.
It's not the light upon the tree.
Mark, I absolutely love this song.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's interesting. I also want to point out that what happens that I'm Jewish and growing up in New York City, I mean, I got really just totally bored with Christmas songs because it's like the same ones you hear every year, you know.
Right.
It's like another one, you know, kind of thing. So I always welcome when there's a really nice, you know, like holiday song. And
yes.
like the prayer, you know.
Yes, it's a beautiful song as well. Yeah.
And this one just expresses, you know, especially right now with the economy.
Of course.
This is it. People, yeah, instead of...
Absolutely. It's just, you know, we're kind of living in a point in time where we're reevaluating our lives and taking stock of what is most important. And we're realizing that, you know, world markets can kind of tumble down around us, but it's those friends and family around us and those relationships and that love that we feel and that we express to those others, that is the most important thing at the holiday season, regardless of what you celebrate, whether it's Festival of Lights or Kwanzaa or Nativity or whatever the case may be.
Right.
It's all about family. It's about sharing this time together and expressing our love for each other.
What did you? Is this the only song you ever got to work with Jim with? By the way,
actually, on my Christmas album that just released actually 2 weeks ago, there's another song on there which happens to be the title cut of the record called Christmas Is, which is a song that I recorded with Jim Brickman, and it's one of those beautiful Christmas songs that Jim wrote with a few of his friends, and just kind of expresses the sentiment of the season and kind of explores all the, you know, the sort of the various ideals and symbolism around the season. And it's a beautiful song, and very honored to be able to record that with Jim this holiday.
But prior to this?
Prior to this? No.
How'd you get to meet Jim?
How did we meet? Well, Greatest Gift of All, which is the song we just listened to, is sung with a very good friend of mine, Amy Sky, who is a mutual friend of both of ours. And I was working with her on a project, and Jim heard some of my work on the specific project that I was working on with Amy, and that's how our paths crossed through this friend of mine, through this mutual friend of ours, Amy Sky. So that's kind of the short version of the story.
Yeah, I got in touch with, I guess, Amy's PR person. I'm trying to get her to do an interview and get some of her music up on here.
She is a sweetheart. She's a very dear friend of mine, and she also is just an incredible artist in her own right. And actually, she's got a holiday record that has coincidentally come out this year as well. So you definitely want to get some of her music to be playing. That's for sure.
So how long have you been singing?
Oh, I've been singing as long as I can remember. You know, started quite young. I kind of grew up in sort of the gospel world initially, and so did a lot of sort of church singing in my younger years, and that developed into a little bit more of a singing career and songwriting career, and have, you know, just kind of, you know, been working as many opportunities as I can and trying to write and stay true to the music and you know, so if you were to ask how long I've been singing, it's probably at least, you know, 20, 25 years.
Hmm. Do you have any particular favorite songs of yours?
I'd say one of my favorites is a song that I wrote on a record that's about to release in the new year. The record's called See My Face, but the song is called The Face. And it was a song that I wrote for my son, from the perspective of a father to his child. And it's a song that actually was recorded by another recording artist, a major label recording artist, Ryan Dan. And the song was called The Face, as I mentioned already. And it's I'd have to say it's probably my favorite of my compositions, although it's hard to say, right, because they're all like your children. and it's hard. You don't really want to play favorites with your kids, but I'd have to say that the face holds one of the more precious, parts of me because it is about and sung to my son. So.
Great. I'm just going to throw a name at. There's somebody in the gospel field that I know. Do you happen to know who the Isaacs are?
Yes, absolutely. They've done a lot of work with Bill Gaither, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yes, they're an incredible family and just incredible voices. Very gifted.
I grew up with Lily.
Did you really?
Lily and I. Yes, she grew up in the Bronx. And we went to the same junior high school, and I think probably the first semester of college, because she moved after that.
That is amazing.
It was so interesting because she was into like folk music, playing the guitar and folk music and
bluegrass.
Yeah, so now it's a bluegrass.
Now it's bluegrass, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I already met like the whole family and everything. I was like, it's so cool. But it what was interesting is like I had expected her to like be in go on to like musical theater, the theater world,
you know?
And then when I heard she sing of all things, I went, that nice Jewish girl is now singing bluegrass gospel. And then my reaction was, you know, she could sing the telephone book. It's still good.
And it would still be good. That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, I just was curious if you knew her. Jim is something else, isn't he? He's adorable, isn't he?
He is. He's a great guy. It's developed into a great friendship, Jim and I. And you know, we connect on so many levels creatively, and you know, I'm super honored and privileged to be working with him on this record. And to be touring with him, doing the holiday tour, and getting out there and meeting, you know, all of his devoted, passionate fans, because they love him like crazy, and he's a super guy. You know, I've just really come to appreciate him on many levels.
Yeah, I want to get a hold of your PR person to get a CD prior to this, so that I can play. Songs that aren't holiday songs.
Sure. Well, we'll definitely make that happen.
You know, we'll have enough. We'll have enough of it. It's like,
yeah.
Somehow hearing about Christmas prior to Thanksgiving annoys me. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like the second Halloween's through. You know, the decorations are up in the department stores,
and I know.
It can be a little overkill by the time December rolls around.
Yeah, they talk about the economy is terrible. They talk about, you'll hear it on the news, economy is bad. They cut to a commercial and they're talking about the TV set is on sale for only $1,200.
Only $1,200.
And I'm going, who's the stupid one who's going to buy this? And but these are the people, and I'm sure, I mean, I don't want to get into the whole discussion, but these are the people who probably will buy this and have trouble of paying their mortgage.
Exactly. They're going to go out and buy it on credit and not be able to pay their expenses.
Yeah, it's like to show people what they have is more important, you know. Or as they say, like, more is better.
Right.
You know, oh, okay, I have a TV set. I'm very happy. I have a 27-inch TV set that's a regular color TV that's,
that works just fine, right?
and I'm thinking about, and when the thought came of, oh, I wonder if I should get a flat screen TV or whatever, I suddenly thought, but then what am I going to do with this one? It's not broken.
Exactly. that's the mentality that exists everywhere and is promoted, you know, in media and in society is, you know, the person with the most toys wins. You know, just keep gathering stuff and keep accumulating these things, which really don't amount to anything. You know, once you've lived a little and you recognize, you know, the value is in the people in the value is in the people and relationships you have in your life, not the 52-inch flat screen that you're watching.
Well, I'm going to be actually for the next all the way through the new year, I'm going to be playing that song.
Excellent.
Greatest gift of all. I want people to keep listening to it and remember what the words say. Where do you live, by the way? Where are you, in California?
I'm in Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto.
I'm in Toronto. I'm a Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the A?
A, that's right.
You're in Toronto, A? Yeah.
That's right.
I love Toronto. I do.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful city. Yeah, this is home for me, so.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm not going to give out your number, but I see an area code and I go, oh, that's right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's, I don't want to keep you long because it's probably since you're calling from Canada. But why don't we, after we get off the, I'll play one of the other songs.
That would be awesome.
People here. I have, I loaded up the song Every Time It Snows. That's with the Olivia Newton-John, I guess, right?
Yes, it is. I was another incredible guest on this record is Olivia. She was such a sweetheart to do this beautiful song that she and Amy Sky wrote, and it's a beautiful love song, wishing for the love of your life to be there with you at Christmas time and you know during the holidays. So,
actually, my favorite song. I'm sure if I was saying this, my mother's gonna like roll over in her grave hearing me say this. My favorite Christmas song has always been "O Holy Night," and it's not the message, the music, the words, the emphasis, just the song itself. So whoever wrote it really wrote a very, like when I say, magnificent song. My background is in show business. I was as a comedian and singer. And when I sang, I learned when I was in school in the glee club, in fifth grade, I learned every Christmas song in all kinds of languages. And the thing is, I play a lot of instruments, so I can appreciate songs from different angles. And with "O Holy Night," with that just fall on your knees.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's just something about with the bass note or something that does it, that just it's impacting musically.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if you were to ask people, like just take any cross section of people and ask them what their favorite song is.
Yeah.
I'd say 8 out of 10 say "O Holy Night." It doesn't, and like you said, it doesn't matter what you kind of think about it thematically, as far as the content is concerned. It's just musically one of the most beautiful traditional carols ever written. I mean, even song-wise, and the structure is so beautiful, and the melody. And you're right. When it goes to "Fall on Your Knees," when it goes to that minor sixth chord,
And in the second verse, when they say "Christ is the Lord," it's not even that the same that. It's just, and I guess part of it is when you're dealing with the words, is the sounds of the words
with the melody, right?
With the melody, and the accompaniment does something more than what the words mean.
Exactly, it just cuts right through all the stuff and gets right to your heart. I think
yes. But I have to say, one of my favorites after that, the prayer, it just, that got to me. That I just thought was, the combination of Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli, that was, that's a
just
combo
beautiful.
of an impacting song to hear.
Absolutely.
But as far as message-wise, your song is really like the best one for the holidays when it comes to a message. I have to, when I when I got the email about you, and I went, first I went, who? You know, then I started looking you up, and I went, oh, he sings that song.
Oh.
I got to get him on the air.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad I was able to call in tonight.
Yes, I appreciate it. And, yeah, have them send me out, some other music. Keep me on your list.
Absolutely.
And even without an interview, I'll play the songs. Not a problem.
That's awesome. Thank you, Merle.
So have a absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And you too.
I'm sure Thanksgiving
you. And a fabulous holiday too.
Thank you. You too. I so appreciate the call.
Okay. Take care.
Say
hello to Jim for me if you see him.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.
Yes. All right. So let me play the other song. This is a song with Olivia Newton-John, Every Time It Snows. I hit it. Let's try again. Every time it snows. Oh, what is it doing? that every time it snows, with that's Mark Massery and Olivia Newton-John. Don't know what the problem is with that. Sometimes that happens with the music sounded fine when I was listening to it, but I don't know what the technical difficulties maybe with the Blog Talk Radio. Well, let's see. Let me tell you what we got in store for next week. All right. Oh, yeah. We have Catch a Piece of Maine. That's what we're going to talk about next week. This has to do with buying your own lobster trap in Maine. You pay, you know, for a year, and you're guaranteed, like, you get all the lobsters that come in that lobster trap. You're guaranteed a minimum of 52 lobsters. Now, what's going to happen, and along with that, there are, excuse me. I meant to fart. I mean, it's definitely the chocolate. Must be the, well, anyway. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be doing a tasting. I'm going to have, I'm going to be cooking up a lobster. I'll have a lobster. I'll have mussels and clams. And I'll be munching on that while we talk about that. I'm cooking up my lobster in beer and all the rest of it in beer. That's one of the best ways. Steaming shellfish in beer is great. Then I'm going to have Lulu.com will be on. We're going to talk about my book and how I got my book published. Yes, my book is published. Pearl with Merle, It's a Humorous Life, and you could purchase it on lulu.com, or you can go to my website, Merle's Pearls, that's merleswhirls.com, and you can click on and purchase the book through lulu.com, and I'm also going to have Verilux on. We're going to finally get to talk about light therapy with this winter and getting through the winter without being depressed. So that's it for this evening, and I wish I had time to play that other song again, Greatest Gift of All, but I will play it next week. I suggest you buy, get Mark Massery's CD. Say hello to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone. I know. I know you're the host of the show. I understand. I got it.